Hello and welcome to ThrivingMothersRadio.com, where busy working mothers come to thrive. And now your hosts, Mary McHenry and Susan Geyer.
Hi, this is Mary.
Sue.
It's Tuesday. It must be thrive time.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Sue?
I'm excited. I'm excited to do our second day of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio and for us to connect. Welcome back from your vacation.
Thanks.
Was it great? What did you do to thrive?
You know, what I did to thrive was, I live high up in the mountains in Colorado, and so what I did to thrive was be on the lakes and big bodies of water that are in Michigan near my husband's family. And just,
ooh, cold?
It was cold, but not freezing cold, not like, like ocean cold.
Right.
And I really got to swim and just be by the water. I just found myself going out to the water at all times of day, to see the sunrise reflected on the water, to see the stars reflected on the water, just to be near the water. So that really helped me thrive on this trip.
Right. So what I'm hearing, I think we've thought about this before, is that connection to water and how that really makes you kind of breathe and feel like you're really being able to connect and thrive. And it was a good visit with family and everything?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. You know, there's some changes that might be coming up with my husband's dad and his health. And so it was just really wonderful to make the time to go be together while we're all still here.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, and it's an exciting time right now. You know, I've spent a lot of time, day and night, because they show it. I mean, the coverage has been great, watching a lot of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And we've been watching as a family, watching the soccer, because both the boys are really into soccer, and also, of course, watching Michael Phelps and his going for the gold, and watching the volleyball, especially the women's beach volleyball, which my husband thinks is the best sport.
It's like a moving Sports Illustrated swimwear edition, right?
There you go. And he's, you know, and we're both used to play volleyball. So it's really created some wonderful conversations.
Yeah.
With my kids, and especially Matthew, who's now on travel soccer, seeing, you know, they've done a couple, Matt and Chris have done a couple of soccer camps this summer, and it's really had them take a look at the game much differently. But what I've also, you know, it's really been awesome, the media coverage around, you know, Michael Phelps setting the record and going for the gold, which I think is great, and the, you know, the focus on goals, which I think are great. What I've also found interesting and what's really intrigued me and what's allowed us to do some of the conversations is the passion that these athletes have for their sport and also just for the games themselves and for the sense of being as a team and that passion. You know, you think way back, and this is what I try and talk to my kids about, and I think would be a great topic for us to talk about today, is you know, before Michael Phelps really even said in his mind that he was going to the Olympics and possibly could break, you know, Mark Spitz's record, way before that, he had to like to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the line, you know, obviously his body, you know, predisposed him a little bit to that, but he had to have a passion for swimming on, you know, long mornings, you know, laps back and forth. Mm-hmm. There had to be a start with that passion for swimming, and then I think after that came, you know, the goals and the vision of going for the gold and everything like that. And I think oftentimes in our business we switch it.
Mm-hmm.
We set the goals first when we might not have such passion,
yeah.
And that's where we can get tripped up. And so when we come back from break, let's play with that if you're up for that today.
I'd love that conversation, yeah.
All right.
We'll be right back. Well, hey there, busy working mom. Are you feeling a little overwhelmed? Got a little too much on your plate? oh, you got more than one plate? Hey, you holding them up in the air, trying to keep them spinning all at once and looking good while you're doing it? How's that work-life balance going? Whoa! Sound familiar? Well, have we got a book for you. Come to www.stopspinningplates.com and pick up a copy today of Stop Spinning Plates, How to Lose Your Balance and Become a Thriving Mother. We'll share with you some of the best tips we've found to go from balance to a thriving life. So come on over, grab a few copies for your friends, and drop those plates, baby. Welcome back. And Sue, I love what you're talking about with starting with passion instead of starting with goals. Say more about, it sounded like you had a really inspirational moment, getting, you know, finding this,
yeah,
this topic.
Yeah, I think it's been great because I've noticed with the kids, and I love watching, I think as adults we forget what we're passionate about, and maybe sometimes we discover it, it's that easy stuff, and then we discount it, you know, it's just a hobby or whatever. But with kids, if you watch what they're really passionate about, what they dig their, you know, their heels into, with Matthew really starting to become passionate about soccer, he'll go out and hit the ball around. You'll see him, you know, playing with the ball in the house, even if that drives me crazy. You'll see him watching it now. You'll just see him become more focused, and it's more fun, and he's more willing to put the hours in. And even when there's a bad practice, they'll bounce right back and come back to it because he has some passion around that. Mm. And, you know, actually I was thinking about you and your passion around hockey.
Yes.
You know, speaking of an adult being able to take something, and, you know, tell the story about how you got involved in, you know, women's, you know, ice hockey. Because that's an unusual sport, and I think there's, I think that really also speaks to me in terms of passion.
Mm-hmm. It's, I think it's been almost 6 years ago now. I live in Colorado, and we were, a bunch of moms were standing by the side of the ice while our kids were at hockey practice. And one of the moms said, well, you know, hey, I've got a stick. You want to bring our sticks next time instead of standing around here? We can hit the puck around while the kids are at practice, because there was a big pond, plenty of room. And we started bringing our sticks, and pretty soon word got out around the community, which it does in small towns, that there were some women playing hockey. And we started getting all these other women show up, and some of them had played, like my friend Bridget, had been the captain of her hockey team in college. And she's like, you guys need to have helmets. You guys need to have pads. And 6 years later, we are totally all completely decked out, padded up, and we skate as much as possible. We've recruited a whole bunch of women from the whole Boulder, Denver area, and we play. Actually, we're starting up in 2 weeks. I'm totally psyched. But I really didn't feel like I had a whole lot of skill at the beginning, but man, it was so fun to go out and play with a bunch of other women.